Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Wood Robinson from the band Mipso, which is playing at the Washington Community Center tonight. Mipso is coming to Washington later this week. First, can you tell us a little bit about what kind of music your band plays?
Sure thing. We are a string band from North Carolina who kind of take a little bit of influence from the native music of our state, bluegrass, and some old-time music. But Mipso is not necessarily strictly held to those traditions. We take a lot of pop music, and especially we focus a lot on songwriting and telling stories. So we're a string band rooted in a lot of traditions.
And what instruments will people be able to see you guys playing?
Sure thing. Yeah, I play the double bass. We've got an acoustic guitar, a fiddle, and a mandolin, and the four of us all sing. So.
And where did the name Mipso come from?
Mipso is, you know, there's a lot of lore behind the name Mipso, but my favorite story that has come about is that it's actually the brother of Grindelwald from the old English story Beowulf. So Grindelwald was Mipso's brother.
Interesting. And how did you guys come together to form this band?
We all four were students at the University of North Carolina, and the three guys formed our sophomore year after Jacob, the mandolin player, and Joseph, the guitar player, had spent a couple years writing songs together. And then they asked me to play double bass, and so we formed for a little bluegrass and barbecue function at a fraternity on campus, and it kind of steamrolled from there. Then, I guess, 5.5 years later and one more member later, we've been touring a lot, and we've taken it as our full-time pursuit.
What was it like to be in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade this year?
Extremely bizarre. It was a real treat. It's a feeling unlike anything else to be paraded down Central Park West for 30 blocks on top of a giant bucket of chicken. And it was a real treat, and we had so much fun, and it's been great because it seemed like we've reached a lot of new people who've come to our shows because of it, and it was a great time.
And it looks like you guys have had quite the tour schedule. Have you been enjoying this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, touring is a pretty fickle thing. It's both finding new communities and places that you've never been before that can really gel with you and make you very happy. While at the same time on the same tour, you might coming into a random town, sound check, play, and then keep on going. So it's a mixed bag, but we've found that we really enjoy it and get a lot out of it. And it's very much a reality of the music industry today that if you're not touring, you're not doing it right.
And has touring inspired any new songs?
It's hard to say which song hasn't been inspired by touring. It's very much a reality of our life. You know, last year we played about 180 shows and across about 220 days on the road, all in our very hip Honda Odyssey minivan. You know, that is the reality of the majority of your life when you're a touring musician. And so if you're writing about anything, it's at least a little bit inspired by the road.
And in closing, is there any part of your tour that you would like to share with us, any kind of story, something that maybe you'll carry with you for the rest of your life?
Well, one of my favorite stories from tour was actually our first tour was actually just to Japan 2 years ago. And so we flew from Raleigh to Toronto to Vancouver to Tokyo. Then we took a bunch of trains, and the backstory to this whole thing is that there's a very devoted bluegrass community in Japan. Not particularly big, but very, very devoted. Everyone picks banjo. And so after this huge, huge travel day, like 30-plus hours, we finally get into Takarazuka, Japan, and we go to our host's house, this fellow named Toshio. About 11 o'clock at night, Japan time, we're completely exhausted, and we sit down, and he goes, well, really happy you're here. If you need anything, just holler. Just a little bit of home very far away.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Wood Robinson of the band Mipso, which is playing at the Washington Community Center tonight. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.